13 new books everyone will be talking about this fall, by Annabelle Guterman and Julia Zorthian. As we say goodbye to summer and embrace foliage, cozy sweaters, and pumpkin-spiced beverages, we also say hello to a slate of new must-reads. From big-name celebrity memoirs, including Michelle Obama's highly anticipated Becoming, to a fascinating dive into the life of Thomas Cromwell and the return of an acclaimed detective novelist, there's a page-turner for every reader. And here are 13 of the top books coming in the fall of 2018. In the realm of fiction, Killing Commendatori by Haruki Murakami. The acclaimed IQ84 author is back with his 14th novel translated into English. This two-part epic follows a lonely painter whose discovery of a hidden painting sends him on a mystical quest. Transcription by Kate Atkinson. Atkinson returns to the World War II era, in which she also set her popular novels Life After Life and A God in Ruins. And like those critically acclaimed works, Transcription also experiments with an unconventional timeline. The reader first encounters MI5 veteran Juliet Armstrong as an older woman in 1981, before jumping back to her wartime spy days. This case of a missing girl in California, set against the disorientation after the 2016 election, marks Lethem's first detective story since he rose to fame with Motherless Brooklyn in 1999. Unsheltered by Barbara Kingsolver. The best-selling Poisonwood Bible author's latest jumps between the 1800s and present day in the same New Jersey town as two families contend with changing worlds. In the world of nonfiction, Heavy by Kies Lehman. Lehman examines his relationship with his mother growing up as a black man in the South, exploring how racial violence suffered by both impacts. Impacts his physical and emotional selves. Thomas Cromwell by Diarmid MacCulloch. Wolf Hall author Hilary Mantel called this deep dive into Henry VIII's controversial aide a book we have been awaiting for 400 years. MacCulloch culled the Royal Archives to paint a revolutionary. The Fifth Risk by Michael Lewis. The Moneyball author digs deep into government agencies to explore how short-term decisions to cut funding after the 2016 election could create long-term crises. Becoming by Michelle Obama. Becoming by Michelle Obama. At a reported $65 million, the joint book deal signed by the Obamas is the biggest in history. The former First Lady's memoir, perhaps the single most anticipated book of the fall, is out first. All You Can Ever Know by Nicole Chung. Born to Korean immigrants in Seattle and raised by white parents in the U.S., Chung endured prejudice her adoptive family could never understand. Her reflections on identity and culture explore the need to belong. Full Disclosure by Stormy Daniels. The adult film actor and Twitter instigator, legal name Stephanie Clifford, promises to divulge plenty, from her alleged relationship with the president to her much-contested NDA. The Library Book by Susan Orlean. The journalist investigates the mystery of the 1986 Los Angeles Public Library fire, in which 400,000 books burned, and asserts that we still need libraries in the digital age. Imagine John Yoko by Yoko Ono. Ono shares previously unpublished photos and stories from a magical moment in pop music history, the making of Imagine at Ono and John Lennon's country home in 1971. Hitler's American Friends by Bradley W. Hart. World War II narratives often overlook an important detail about the U.S. It was home to many Nazi sympathizers. Hart examines how regular Americans grew susceptible to hate.